This morning's reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." May God add his blessing to the reading of these holy words.
Precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost the way.
Always hunger for, oh, our hearts always. Brother John is a pianist. He doesn't just play the piano, it's his life's work. He's a piano professor in the music school at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. He's also a concert pianist. Linda and I attended a concert that he played in last year in North Carolina with the Piedmont Wind Symphony. And I saved the program. The bio in the printed program reads, "Pianist John Salmon has distinguished himself on four continents as both a classical and jazz artist. John has given recitals and concerts in many places, Chicago, New York City, Indianapolis, Mexico City, Spain, Hungary, China. He even gave a recital in Washington, D.C. for the Music Teachers National Association annual meeting. John started taking piano lessons at age 5. And when he was in high school, he wrote a fan letter to the jazz pianist Dave Brubeck. And for some reason, Dave Brubeck wrote him back. And they became almost like pen pals. Eventually they met. And years later, John and Dave Brubeck collaborated on some of Dave Brubeck's compositions. In fact, John has recorded 3 CDs of Dave Brubeck's music. And in that Washington, D.C. concert, John played an all-Dave Brubeck program with Dave Brubeck in attendance. Linda and I were blessed to be there that night when John and Dave Brubeck jammed together on dueling pianos before an audience of appreciative piano teachers from all across the country. And in another concert with the Wilmington Symphony, John played in a trio with 2 of Dave Brubeck's sons, bassist Chris and drummer Dan. And after Dave Brubeck died in 2012, John was asked to play a tribute in the memorial service. Well, it might surprise you to know that the jazz composer Dave Brubeck has a piece in our hymnal. It was written in 1975 in collaboration with his wife, Iola. She wrote the words, he wrote the music. The hymn is called God's Love Made Visible. And when I asked John about the hymn, he said, of course he knew it. He described it as an attractive but not easy piece. It's in 5/4 meter. Now, I was attracted to the hymn not by the 5/4 meter, but by the words that Iola wrote. Let me read them for you. God's love made visible, incomprehensible. Christ is invincible. His love shall reign. From love so bountiful, blessings uncountable make death surmountable. His love shall reign. Joyfully pray for peace and goodwill. All of our yearning he will fulfill. Live in a loving way. Praise him for every day. Open your hearts and pray. His love shall reign. God gave the Son to us to dwell as one of us, a blessing unto us. His love shall reign. To him all honor bring. Heaven and earth will sing, praising our Lord and King. His love shall reign. Open all doors this day of his birth. All of goodwill inherit the earth. His star will always be guiding humanity throughout eternity. His love shall reign. Now, admittedly, the song is hard to sing, thanks to the 5/4 meter, but the message is what Christmas is all about. God's love was made visible when Jesus came to dwell among us. The gospel writer John said as much in the scripture for this morning. John wrote, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." And John concluded the prologue to his gospel with this declaration: no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. In other words, God's love was made visible in his Son. Now, Iola first met Dave Brubeck when he was an aspiring musician back in the 1940s. And after they were married, Iola managed Dave's career as a jazz composer and performer. In the 1950s, the Brubecks were playing on college campuses and other venues. And as champions of racial justice, they refused to play at colleges where black musicians were treated differently. In 1958, the State Department sent them on a people-to-people cultural exchange of Eastern Europe. This was the first time that jazz musicians had been sent behind the Iron Curtain as emissaries of the U.S. government. 4 years later, Dave and Iola wrote a musical, The Real Ambassadors, starring Louis Armstrong. It was a reaction to the racial segregation of the U.S. at the time, and it premiered at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1962 to critical acclaim. Iola collaborated with Dave on several oratorios and cantatas, including La Fiesta de la Posada, which means the Festival of the Inn. They wrote it together in 1975. And included in this Christmas choral pageant was the song God's Love Made Visible. In a PBS interview, Dave was talking about the experience. He said, "My wife was driving, and I said, I finished La Posada de la Fiesta. She said, no, you haven't finished it. He said, well, what did I leave out? And she said, you left out God's love made visible. Her lyrics resonate from the title of the piece to the emphasized phrase, his love shall reign. Though it could be sung any day of the year, it is a Christmas song because it says, open all doors this day of his birth. Well, today I give my last sermon as your pastor. I've been thinking and praying about what I wanted to say in this final sermon. What could I possibly say that you've not heard before? I mean, some of you have heard me preach 1,000 times. I'm not exaggerating. I did the math. 33 years, even if you came just 30 Sundays out of the year, that's 1,000 sermons you've heard me preach. Dave Thompson has heard me preach 2,000 times because he comes to 2 services every Sunday. What could I possibly say you haven't heard before? Well, what I want to say in this final sermon is what Iola Brubeck wrote in the hymn and what John said in the prologue to his gospel. In Jesus, God's love is made visible. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what our Christian faith is all about. That's what I want you to remember from all the words I've spoken from this pulpit in this place. In Jesus, God's love is made visible. That's the most important thing I want to say in this last sermon. The second most important thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be your pastor. It has been a privilege and a blessing and a joy. You've allowed me to walk alongside you in some of the most personal moments of your lives. I dedicated some of you as infants. I baptized a good number of you upon your profession of faith in Jesus. I officiated at the wedding for some of you. For many of you, I prayed beside your bed when you were sick or in the hospital. For many of you, I officiated a funeral for a loved one. I don't take those personal moments alongside you for granted. Being able to be with you in those personal moments of your lives has been the highlight of my ministry. And so I thank you for all your support over these years. And I thank my wife, Linda. Village got a great deal when you called me to be the pastor because you got Linda too. Amen. She has contributed so much, not because she had to, but because she wanted to. She's been a banner maker. She's been a Sunday school teacher. She co-chaired the Missions Commission. She helped coordinate the Warm Nights Ministry. She helped coordinate the silent auction for the summer mission projects. She served as a deacon. She's led a women's evening Bible study. She helped lead the craft team for Vacation Bible School. She prepared meals for the Lenten Bible study. You know how much she loves to cook. She represented our church at meetings of the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship and the Baptist World Alliance. In the early years, she volunteered in the nursery. She's been a friend and a confidant to many. So thank you, Linda, for all you've done. Now, for the time being, Linda and I will continue to live in Bowie, just up the street, about a mile and a half from here. But we won't be coming here to Village for church. We will continue to be friends with you. We will continue to socialize outside the church. But for the sake of the next pastor, it's important that we remove ourselves. And so, Village will go on without Linda and me. But this I want to say loud and clear, Village will go on. By God's grace, Village will go on. Village flourished before we ever came on the scene. And Village will continue to flourish after we're gone. You have a very capable interim minister in Pastor Starr. She knows the congregation. She brings many gifts to ministry. She is well prepared to help Village carry on until you call a new pastor. And so I'm not worried about this church. Village is in good hands. We are all in God's hands. So this is not a final goodbye. This is till we meet again. And we will meet again. If not on this earth, then in that great reunion in heaven. Until then, let us remember, no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. God's love made visible. His love shall reign. Our Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for making your love visible in Jesus. We thank you that in spite of all the uncertainties of life, on this we can depend. On this we can place our lives. On this we can trust when all else around us is uncertain. That you have sent your Son into the world to save us from our sins and to bring us into fellowship with you. Your love is made visible in Jesus. And so we don't worry about the future. We know the future is in your hands. For all that has been, thanks. For all that is to be, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. tell you what, just remain standing. We're going to sing a hymn anyway. And we're going to sing that hymn of the crazy 5/4 meter, God's Love Made Visible. It's number 142. You probably don't know it, but you may have heard the choir sing it, so maybe it'll become familiar to you as we sing it together, number 142. And if there's someone this morning who wants to unite with our church, Village will go on, and we'd love to go on with you. Upon your profession of faith in Jesus, follow him as a believer in baptism, upon transfer of membership, invite you to come to the front, and we stand and sing 142, God's Love Made Visible.
Mourning the loss of pastor, and I'm grieving the loss of a partner in ministry. We've shared communion together. We've preached together. We've prayed together. He's held my hand in difficult times. Linda, thank you for loving my son, for playing with him, for watching him for me, for making me laugh when I didn't want to. Thank you so much for holding my hand, for sharing in my grief, and for understanding my pain. I deeply appreciate you. Pastor Bruce, I want to thank you for hearing my call and harmonizing with me. I want to thank you for making space for me, for walking with me, for never asking that I fill your shoes, but letting me walk in my own purpose and in God's strength until I found my stride. Thank you for allowing me to share in your journey up to this very moment. Now, these vows do not release you to greener pastures, but it does expand your territory. It is my prayer that you would serve Christ in every place and with every step you take. The chair of our diaconate, Deacon Jimmy Winston, will lead us in the vows of release. Won't you come?
Good morning. I want to read three vows, the first to the congregation and the last two to our beloved pastor. Member and friends, please respond. We do, with the help of God, the first vow for you. Do you, the members and friends of Village Baptist Church, release the Reverend Dr. Bruce Salmon from the duties of pastor?
We do.
Do you, Reverend Dr. Bruce Salmon, release the members of Village Baptist Church from turning to you and depending on you?
I do, with the help of God.
Do you offer your encouragement for the continued ministry here and on the relationship with another who will come to serve?
I do, with the help of God.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace and with God.
Amen.
Get the
with us and abide upon us all, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.